This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Utah Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed a bill into law to phase out that state's universal vote-by-mail system. Under the new law, Utah registered voters will have to opt in to receive a mail ballot instead of automatically receiving one starting in 2029. Voting rights advocates say it's the first time a state has rolled back a universal mail-in voting policy. Utah is one of eight states with a universal mail ballot system and the only one of the group that is solidly Republican. The move is the latest example of Republicans advancing voting restrictions, both at the state and national levels. In the years following the 2020 election, as President Donald Trump and his allies began aggressively perpetuating false claims of voter fraud, several Republican-led states enacted restrictive new voting laws, including stricter photo ID requirements. Recently, Trump signed a sweeping executive order to require people to prove their citizenship when they register to vote. Trump has also called for an end to mail-in voting. His latest executive order requires that all ballots must be received by Election Day, an attempt to supersede states that allow mail ballots that are postmarked by Election Day to be counted afterward. Under the law signed by Utah Governor Cox, voters will be required to opt in to receive and then send back a mail-in ballot, and Utah's new law also changes the deadline for when a ballot must be sent in. Whooping cough cases are rising, and doctors are bracing for yet another tough year. Nationwide, there have been 8,500 cases so far in 2025, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's twice as many whooping cough cases as last year. Rates of whooping cough, or pertussis, soared last year. The number of cases fell during COVID-19 because of masking and social distancing. But experts say the outbreaks of vaccine-preventable illnesses, like measles and whooping cough, could be indicative of changing attitudes toward vaccines. The pertussis vaccine, which also protects against diphtheria and tetanus, is given at 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months old. The CDC recommends adults get follow-up doses every 10 years. U.S. kindergarten vaccination rates fell last year, and the number of children with vaccine exemptions hit an all-time high. Dr. Erica Hayes at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says there's unfortunately been increasing anti-vaccine sentiment in the United States. Our recovery is not nearly as quick as we expected it to be, and we need it to be. And when you fall below 95% for vaccinations, you lose herd immunity protection. Whooping cough tends to peak this time of year and in the fall. It's usually spread through respiratory droplets in the air when people with pertussis cough, sneeze, or breathe close to others. The symptoms are similar to a cold, but the cough becomes increasingly severe with a distinctive sound, a whoop, as the person tries to take in air. The illness is treated with antibiotics, but whooping cough can be fatal. In the past 6 months, two babies in Louisiana and a 5-year-old in Washington State have died from whooping cough. The illness is most dangerous for infants, especially before they receive their first round of vaccinations. That's why the vaccine is also recommended for expecting mothers. It can protect newborns. But not enough people are getting the vaccine during pregnancy, says Dr. Hayes. A candidate forum for Belgrade School District 44 is Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. at the new Belgrade Community Library on East Main Street in Belgrade. Five candidates have filed for three elementary school board positions. Two candidates have applied for the high school board position. All candidates have been invited to the forum, and voters are encouraged to attend and hear from the school board candidates themselves before the election on May 6th. That's the candidate forum for Belgrade School District 44 on Tuesday, April 29th, 6:30 p.m. at the new Belgrade Community Library, 205 East Main Street in Belgrade. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.